Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Friday from the Brett Mega Show. It was a icy cold week. Can you believe like on Monday? It might feel like an eternity ago, or maybe it went by really fast, depending on how your week was. But it was like freezing cold temperatures, and now it's back. Like I feel like we got up to like the 30s, like we can tolerate this. And then now it's like bone chilling again, 15, 12 degrees again.
And then next week is like, you know, literally like tropical weather. We're going to be in the high 50s.
My dad, who lives in Florida, literally is like, man, it's freezing here. It's like 52 degrees. I'm like, if it was 52 degrees, I'd be at the park right now with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, what are you complaining
short
about?
Short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
I have something crazy that happened this morning. So last night, I guess I was just super tired and I fell asleep. Didn't charge my phone. Didn't anything. Randomly woke up at 2 a.m. like, it feels like it's time to get ready for work. Check my phone, and luckily I had a little bit of battery left, and I never even set an alarm for work. So I almost
completely.
My phone would have died, and I wouldn't have had an alarm.
And we wouldn't have been able to track you because your phone was dead.
Yeah, correct.
So we would have been like, she's dead in the ditch.
She's dead.
Is that your normal time?
And I
would have
been pissed because I bought everyone McDonald's, and she wouldn't be here to eat it.
Yeah, right. McDonald's is what we got me out of bed
I said, hey, I'll buy everyone McDonald's. So I already got your order. So I wouldn't have touched base with you this morning and known if you were like alive or not. I'm like, man, this girl died before I could give her my McDonald's.
That really would have been my signal that I wasn't okay if I wasn't here for the McDonald's. I was so excited about, too. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Funny. Yeah. Playing the roulette, like when you just fall asleep and there's no like alarm, is a crazy gamble. Kevin wakes up at that time every single day with no alarm.
It's weird because I usually get up like 10 minutes before the alarm, and I always say to myself, should I try to sleep through it?
Should I do 10 more minutes?
You're like, you better get up because I always worry the same thing. I always worry that the alarm's not going to go off. Mm-hmm. And for years, before even this show and the other shows, I was always a guy, because I still am, the guy who gets here first. So I was everybody's backup. Like they would say, okay, if I'm not here or you don't hear from me before then, give me a call. You guys have been very, very good. So please keep that up.
Well, yeah, we almost lost that track this morning.
What was it? Oh, you know what was funny, though, Kevin, about you not setting alarm is everybody can never fall asleep. Like, you always have trouble. But that 10-minute moment where you're like, should I sleep? Somehow you fall into the deepest sleep for that time.
Exactly.
It is the craziest sleep. You can never fall asleep fast. But if you got, like, 10 minutes to go and you're like, all right, I'm just going to wait for the alarm, all of a sudden an alarm go off. You'd be like the deepest sleep. And it's the best sleep. You're like, oh, man, I just got into the best sleep I've ever got in my entire life.
You sleep better in that 10 minutes than you did the whole night prior.
It is crazy how that happens. And has AB ever said no to the 10-minute?
No, I have 7 alarms every day.
Kevin's always like, I'll get up. AB's like, oh, I have 10 more minutes?
I always have those 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll take the extra 10 minutes.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
A wildlife photographer saved a goose that had an arrow stuck in its butt for over 6 months.
Oh,
and this poor goose couldn't get this arrow out?
And my question at first was, how does he know it's been 6 months? But I guess he had tried a couple times over that period, but couldn't like catch it to be able to help it. So he eventually asked someone with a net gun to come out with him, and they caught it, and they took it to the vet, and the vet removed the arrow, and now when he's ready, they're going to release him back into
He's probably he's like, man, I've had this pain in the ass for so long.
What is happening?
Good for him. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. No, Friday night, it's pizza night for a lot of people, and I just read this. The average American has not changed their pizza order in over 2 years. Keep it exact same. Do you have a pizza order, and do you keep it the exact same? Hannah, you order like a little kid.
Yeah, I haven't changed my pizza order in the 20-something years of life that I have. I eat cheese pizza, come for me all you want. I'll never change my mind or my order. That's what I like.
I actually got the entire show McDonald's today to just celebrate the kickoff of the new year and things like that. And I almost got a frozen pizza because I thought it'd be fun to like cook a pizza at work and eat a whole frozen pizza. I thought it'd be fun. And then I realized that Hannah only eats cheese pizza and everyone's got a pizza order is a little different.
Yeah.
So then everyone got McDonald's instead.
Hannah, that was a good choice.
Hannah's my son Jackson. He'll only eat cheese pizza.
Still cheese.
So that's what our order has become. It used to be just pepperoni. You could just do a couple pepperoni pizzas, but he won't do that. So we have to do a cheese pizza and a pepperoni pizza.
And do you, which one do you go to more?
Primarily, I'm the, you know, primarily everybody's kind of the pepperoni. He's eating like a whole pizza by himself now.
Oh, so. Okay.
He can get, Kev just takes what he can get.
Right. Yeah. Kevin's order is whatever else
exactly.
and no one else
what's,
wants.
What's left over, I'll take. Yeah.
I switch mine up depending on
Do
where
you?
I am.
Really?
But so like at Emo's, I just get cheese. I just like the cheese there. But like
Hell yeah.
Dewey's, I get their white pizza.
Okay, you get like a white pizza?
But like if I'm at like, I get buffalo chicken sometimes.
Buffalo
like,
chicken?
I really like, I
you
like
You are
them
one
all.
Of those people. So I can mix it up, but I'm
No, you can't. You are so picky.
I'm like a barbecue chicken and bacon pizza guy. So pepperoni is my pizza. I like pepperoni. That's my strictly order. That's my favorite. But my wife has an order that I know when she's stressed out. It's this Domino's white chicken or white pizza with chicken bacon ranch or whatever. And she orders it. And I can always tell. Like, she's like, oh, should we get that Domino's pizza? I'm like, oh, man, she must
You're
be
like, what's
right.
wrong?
Yeah, she's going through it. She's going through it.
I'm like, you're definitely stressed out and in a funk. And when she's in a funk, we just order the Domino's and we just chill. And I know that white pizza is coming for when you're in a funk.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. Let's scroll through the internet real fast this morning. That's what you wake up and do anyways. But we'll read the headlines for you, and then Hannah tells me which ones to scroll past and which ones to stop down and read. Like, coffee badging is becoming more and more popular.
What is that?
Remote-based workers are now being obligated to return back to work, but they're doing what they call coffee badging, which is they show up, swipe their badge so it records that they've arrived, stay for 30 minutes, have a cup of coffee, chat with people at the office so people see them, and then they ditch out, go back home and work, and they look like they checked into work at a time.
I know a lot of people who do this.
I feel like that is way more work.
Yeah.
Than just, like, you're already there. Just work now. Like
right.
They're spending hours trying to avoid having to be there.
I mean, I'm here for it. Just check in and leave.
It's
Keep
so,
your car
You gotta drive there, swipe in. It just
yeah,
seems
so
like
you
a
don't
lot.
Get in trouble.
Yeah. Might as well just sit at the cubicle and work at that point.
Not worth it.
What makes women best friends?
Not staying at work. I'm just kidding. What
Three
makes them best friends?
Factors determine if they're really close. Someone you could be yourself with, someone you can mutually trust, and someone you don't have to explain yourself to.
Very true.
Like why you keep driving out of your way
yeah.
to go to work.
Yeah, my bestie wouldn't ask me that question. She would just know.
The most common 4-digit PINs.
Oh, I love hacking. Let's take it.
Most common. You're going to be surprised and shocked. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is the
surprise.
Most common PIN people use.
Is 2580 on there? That's right down the middle.
No.
That's my sister's password.
4321?
No, 111777 is the top three. And then you want to know what number four is?
What?
6969.
Ah, you jokester. Why?
Shut up.
Oh, I thought you were serious. I was like...
Actually, if you know...
We only have 2 minutes on the clock, and the FCC is already on to me, so like, I can't explain.
Like, AB, let me sit you down and explain the birds and bees.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
I'm nervous.
All right, Natalie, you said what?
I said I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Hannah's easy to beat.
Right.
You're going to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. It is 5 pop culture questions. Do you feel like you're a pop culture queen?
I usually do pretty good, but there's some days where I'm really bad.
Okay, you play along in the car. Hannah, leave the room so we can help Natalie. I mean, leave the room so we can ask Natalie 5 pop culture questions. I'll ask Hannah the same questions, so that's why we ask her to leave the room so she can't hear Natalie nail all 5 of these, all right?
Okay.
With the kids, this energy drink is super popular by the Paul brothers. What is their energy drink slash water that they have?
Prime.
Boom. There's a lot of controversy surrounding It Ends With Us with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. What is Blake Lively's character's name in It Ends With Us?
Kate.
Okay. Who is the CEO of Amazon?
Elon Musk.
Another billionaire. Do you want to take another shot?
Not Mark Zuckerberg.
No, right. It's the third one.
Yeah, you just go through all those billionaires who are at the inauguration. Name one of the teams playing in the NFC Championship game. We know the Chiefs are playing the Bills. Name one of the teams on the other side.
The Commanders.
Yes, nice. Look at that. And gave us the mascot. We almost should do doubles for that. Which social media app was created first, Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram. Twitter.
There you go. 3 out of 5, not bad. Let's see how Hannah does. See if we could trip her up. You did really good, Natalie. We'll bring in Hannah back in one song.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. She stood outside the room as Natalie answered 5 pop culture questions in Hannah's homeschool. Natalie, how'd you feel like you did? How'd you feel like the questions were?
I feel like I did okay, but Hannah usually does pretty good.
Hannah's good.
Hype me up.
All right. So 5 pop culture questions coming your way, Hannah. Natalie, tell her how many you got right.
I got 3.
Okay. 3.
Got to get at least 3 out of 5. Tie goes towards Hannah's record. What is the name of the energy drink / water from the Paul Brothers?
Prime.
Boom. Number.
Just talked about it to Kevin yesterday.
Yep. There's a lot of controversy surrounding It Ends With Us with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Mm-hmm. What is Blake Lively's character's name?
I know Ryle.
All right.
Ryle. AB, help me.
Can't phone a friend, Hannah.
I almost forgot, but I did remember.
Rose.
No, Rose. Good
That's
class.
That's really close. Yes.
What is it, Amy?
It's Lily Bloom.
Lily.
Wow. That's right. Damn, different flower.
Yep. And she owns a flower shop. Yep. Who is the CEO of Amazon? Man, you guys both really struggled with the billionaire questions. Natalie didn't get this one right either.
There's like a select few. Not Zuckerberg.
His wife went viral at the inauguration for her outfit. And Zuckerberg checking out her outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gates.
No,
different billionaire. Man, you guys named every billionaire except for this guy. Kevin, you want to tell everyone?
Jeff.
Bezos.
That's right.
There you go.
Duh.
All right, so you need to get these last 2 correct for the tie, and it's a sports question.
Crap.
Dun, dun, dun.
We know the Chiefs play the Bills in the AFC Championship,
of course.
Yep, we are locked in on that. Not the Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Natalie knows. So name one of the teams, just one of them, playing on the NFC Championship game. Uh-oh, Hannah looks like a deer in headlights right now, Natalie.
Oh, no.
I'll even give you a hint, Hannah.
Oh, wow, look at Kevin.
They're both in the NFC East.
Oh, good. That helped her. She knows all the divisions.
So there's still teams that aren't going to the Super Bowl that are playing football.
No.
Then what are we asking?
So there's an AFC side, so the Chiefs versus the Bills. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. Then there's an NFC side. These 2 teams play each other. The winner will go to the Super Bowl. I need one of them.
Chargers.
Why do you always say the Chargers? They're out.
And they're in the AFC. No. Yeah.
No. Tell her how to tell her, Natalie.
The Commanders. I meant my boyfriend.
No, you meant them. The Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles.
What the hell? Too many East and West and teams and conferences.
It really is confusing.
And then which social media app was created first, Twitter or Instagram?
I don't care. Twitter.
2 out of 5. Natalie, you got the win.
Yeah.
Yes. Good job, Natalie. You get to hear Hannah say, "This is Hannah and I got schooled by Natalie."
This is Hannah and I got completely schooled by Natalie over stupid football questions.
What is that, your 3rd loss of the year? 4?
It is.
3 losses. Only loss number 3 on the year, Woo! Natalie. Good job.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
First, we all try to guess the Megamind question of the day. It's just really just seeing if our brain's working in this early in the morning. 48% of men only do this on the weekend.
I think...
What of us guys doing on the weekend, Hannah?
I think it's gamble.
Gamble?
Ooh.
48%
Sports
of guys...
bet, go to the casino, play poker with the boys
this
in the garage.
This is Hannah's life on the weekends. Hannah's a big casino junkie. She's like, yeah. Me and the men, we're at the casino. We disappear. We lose Hannah every weekend. Yeah.
That is not true.
Hey, Hannah, we'll ask you every single Monday, what'd you do this weekend? Hannah, I was at the casino.
Where were you last weekend?
Yeah, where were you last weekend?
I go once a week, sometimes twice. It's not a problem yet. I'll admit it when it is.
On the weekends. Kevin, what do you think the men do on the weekends only?
I think they only go shopping on the weekends.
Ooh, that's when they go shopping. It's a...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Much less of a crime.
I think I'm going to say take a nap.
Take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a lovely thing that men do on the weekends. That's how I would describe it. A lovely
wholesome thing.
48% of men only do this on the weekends. A lovely thing. What is it? That answer is coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Megamind question of the day answer. 48% of men only do this on the weekend. What are men doing on the weekends?
Bella texted in and said going to the gym. Sisters Olivia and Margot say shave. Teacher Suzanne says take a walk. The musician fam says cook.
Good answers, but no.
Teresa says make breakfast for their family. Jules says watch sports. If only. I wish that was true. Teacher Jen texted in and said taking their significant other out on a date. Victoria says making breakfast in general. Get
Nobody
dressed
got
up
it.
Nice.
I said it was a lovely thing to do. Nobody got it. It is call their mom.
Calling their mother.
48% of men.
That seems so random.
Only on the weekend?
Only on the weekend?
48% of men. They're busy during the week and they give their mom a little call on the
weekend. Make time for your mother.
I thought it was a lovely thing that these men do.
Mega Minds.
Oh, my home and my life has been a complete disaster. It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. And so back in like September, I started getting like water in my basement. And then in November, we had that huge rainstorm and it just flooded. And I talked to you about it, how it just was a miserable experience. We had to rip up all the carpet, had to get rid of all the stuff, lost a bunch of furniture. The whole process sucked at the end of the year. And then now in the new year, my father-in-law is extremely handy. He is coming in with helping us with some of those repairs to the damage that was done to the basement. And then while he was here, we're like, oh, well, then we'll have him do some remodel stuff and do some things to make and improve the house. So I had my father-in-law come live with me the second week of January, and he's been with us for over 2 weeks now. Got that going for me. And then in the middle of the process, my dad, you know, wanted to be a dad. And he's like, well, I'll come and help too. Like, my dad is not a handy guy. So I had both dads living with me at one time. That was stressful.
There was
nowhere for them to stay. Mm-hmm. They're sleeping in this basement that just has a one bed in a cement area. And my dad was sleeping on the couch. There's one TV down there. They're like roommates, I guess. Sharing the TV, rotating, chatting about life. And it's funny because both of the dads, you know, they're like, like cracking jokes, all these passive-aggressive comments, whatever, just being dudes. But every day they'd be like, why don't you have us on the radio? Why don't you have us come film? So I set it up. I was like, I'm going to have AB come and film. I think twice I had to cancel with AB because everyone was yelling.
Yeah.
I was like,
turning
you guys?
Ugly.
Yeah. And then they brought it up yesterday. Hey, how come that girl never came in to film? Because when you were supposed to film that day, I reminded him, he left. My father-in-law stormed out.
Yeah, you texted me. He was like, well, my father-in-law just stormed out and took the car and is going on a drive. And I was like, so I'm not coming over?
No, you got to come over.
He goes, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here.
Awesome
and he left.
Yeah.
And he went to Lions. He's been going to Lions Choice every day for a break. He goes every single day. He knows like the worker there. So I don't really know how I would describe the process because it's going. There's a lot of tension. My house literally yesterday looks like my father-in-law goes, man, it looks like a tornado hit this thing. Because I have two little kids. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And so they're just like, they have no space to play because they play mainly in the basement because that's usually their play area. My wife's office is down in the basement. She has like nowhere to work. And then usually we've just been living upstairs the last couple of months, which has been stressful already. But they're renovating the bathroom and the kitchen. So like literally my entire place has like boards everywhere, paint everywhere. Like you can't tell little kids not to touch paint, or you could try. They've touched the paint multiple times.
Oh, boy.
So it's just been a process, but it's coming along slowly.
This has been stressful to even watch, like, on the sidelines. I think even taking out the whole renovation, which is a huge stressor, but taking all that away and still just having guests in your home for the past month is stressful. It doesn't matter who it is staying with you. When someone else is in your home, it, like, shifts things.
Yeah.
It makes it hard. So then to have two guests in your home, plus renovations, plus having two very, lack for a better word, like egotistical grown men in there too. Like that is just a lot.
There's a lot going on. But it's coming along. Like honestly, the kitchen is almost done. The goal is to finish that this weekend. It looks completely different. Our bathroom looks completely different. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without having him stay. Like because these projects, like if you were to like actually have someone like do it, it would be outrageous. Like he literally goes, when you called me and asked me for some help to my wife, he goes, you know, as you know, your dad and you be my daughter, of course I said yes. I didn't know I was going to renovate your entire house.
Yeah, you're basically flipping it.
Yeah, you better be thankful.
I know.
Yeah.
He was like, literally, I'm flipping a house in 3 weeks. We only got him for like another week and I'm literally going to be flipping it. So I am. We tell him thank you and then we cook him meals every single day. My favorite quote, though, was my son, because I almost use this as my best thing someone said to me this week. My son looks at him and goes, he calls him Papa Dave. He goes, Papa Dave, I've never seen anyone drink as much pop as you. You don't even like touch the water.
Oh,
and that,
wow.
And that man does. He goes through like gallons of Coke, man. And so like the kids ran in yesterday. We went grocery shopping. I took him out of the house so he could do some work. And I took the kids grocery shopping. They ran in with like a bunch of 2 liters. Each of them had 2 2-liters, my little kids. And Papa Dave was like guzzling them down. They're like, there you go, Papa Dave. You got your Coke.
Whatever you got to do to flip this house, buddy.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering how much help I've been, none. I have been like almost zero help.
You stay out of their way, right?
That's your job. You know what? That's what I'm doing. You're welcome.
That's a big role, Brett. Big role.
So we've printed out tools since I've had these tools laying around my house, and they're going to show me the tool, and I'm going to see if I know what it does or if I've learned anything during these renovations. Well, I'll go through the test in 3 minutes. We're about to see just how not handy I am as a handyman. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. I was talking to you about how I've been doing like a bunch of home renovations and repairs ever since my basement flooded and my father-in-law in town. And it's going. I mean, he asks me questions all the time too. Like, hey, Brett, why is this like this in your home? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, you shouldn't have had it this way. You're going to kill your kids and your wife. Like, why? What's wrong with you? You don't know how to take care of your house? I'm like, no. And at one point, guys, he was literally yelling at me because they're going to test me on how many tools I know. He goes, can you get me a taper? And so I'm like, oh, does this mean like some kind of tape? And so I'm like, sure, man. What kind of tape do you need? He's like, no, I need a taper. And he's yelling a taper. I don't know what a taper is. So you know who I called to ask is, you guys have met him, neighbor Glenn.
Good old Glenn.
Neighbor Glenn actually does like builds houses and stuff like that. Builds like blues players houses.
He's a manly
man. Yeah, he like manly man. So I call Glenn. I'm like, Glenn, I need a taper. He's like, oh, I know what that is. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't. And he got me somebody. He got me Eric from Emerald Coveries, and I told him I'd shut him out because thank God Glenn got me that because I needed that apparently. And he showed up like the next day and worked with my father-in-law, and he did a bunch of tape work. And if you know, I don't know what that means. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea what Eric did down in my basement, but he was awesome. Nicest guy ever. Thank you. He did like a bunch of, and he does paint too. But yeah, thank God for him. So don't ask me any taping questions if you guys have that.
I don't think it's on here, so that's a win.
You lucked out.
Boom, good. And if you do, I know Eric. You could call phone a friend.
Right.
All right. So I'm supposed to just pick it up, this tool that you guys have printed out, handle it like I would normally, like a man.
So we're going to start out easy.
Yeah,
tool
this first
number
one. You guys are jerks. You guys really think I'm that big of an idiot? They handed me a hammer.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
why don't you just start strong?
What is it used for?
You hit nails with it and other stuff.
Very good. Correct.
That's right.
One out of one.
Number two?
Another hammer.
No.
A rubber hammer.
No.
What's it called?
It's the
Describe
thing.
Describe it.
You know, it looks like a hammer.
You know, it's
but it's got like a rubber top out of it. And you know what it looks like? You know when you play like those games at the carnival where you hit the something
whack-a-mole?
As hard as you?
Yep.
And you, yeah, whack-a-mole. Or the thing where you hit, it shows how strong you are. And it says me, like, ooh, over excel. That's what it is.
It's a mallet.
It's a mallet.
What do you use a mallet for?
You use the mallet if you don't have a hammer.
You guys don't even know.
No, even no. I knew what that was called.
I can smell
a mallet.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it has a very distinct smell.
Yeah, it's basically.
I don't think you guys know anything.
It's basically a rubber hammer. You use that when you're hammering objects that aren't, you know, you don't need the force of a hammer. You would use that when you're using delicate objects or things like that, when you would want to, you know, pound something without making, you know, putting a hole in it.
If you
want to
pound it hard,
hammer.
Use a mallet.
Okay, well, yeah. This goes into the next thing I have. This is something from Hannah's bedroom. It looks like a silver thing that you put around your neck or something.
It does look really kinky.
It does look like a kinky thing. This is a kinky thing. So I don't think this is supposed to be
object
in there.
Number three.
So here you go, Hannah. You can have this back. I'm pretty sure this is something for your freak drawer.
They always pull one of those out. Like,
what
know,
is that thing?
That's called a caliper. All right, and you use
calibize things.
You measure linear dimensions of objects or holes. That's like when you're getting specific with like woodworking or engines. That's like something they always pull out.
I'm always getting
measuring holes. Yeah. Got it.
This is an ice pick. So
number four,
it has like it's like a knife. It looks like a knife, but then it's like curved, and it looks like something a serial killer would use in a movie.
Incorrect. That tool number four, is called a sickle, and it is used for harvesting and cutting grass.
Who cuts grass with this? Miss Pat, my next door neighbor?
He's like 100 years old. Yeah. Hunched over for hours doing that.
All right. So this is two shovels combined. This is a clapper. So when Papa Dave does something cool, you clap it together. Right. You say, go, Papa Dave.
You're close, though, with it being two shovels combined. That is a pole host digger. And you use that when you're going to put a pole in, or when you're going to put a, you know, like,
why don't you just use a regular shovel?
Because this evens it out on both sides. And you get your hole the right dimension.
Yeah, that one doesn't really make sense to my eyes. But.
None of these tools do. How am I doing? You guys think I'm doing pretty good?
Awful.
Oh, okay, good.
You've gotten one correct,
and it was a hammer.
I take offense to that.
Good.
I was close on some of those.
Sure.
This one is a shovel. They gave me a shovel that has, you know,
no, it's a specific
handle
shovel
at the top.
It's a specific. In fact, that
it's a specific shovel.
Well, it's got a different name, but they give that
for burying dead bodies after you killed someone with an ice pick.
That is a huge item used for infantrymen, especially
in
World War I for the infantry when they
dug
trenches.
What word are you saying?
Infantry.
This is what I'm saying, guys. I don't know this because he's giving me this is a shovel to use in World War I.
Am I not
saying Papa Dave doesn't have shovels from World War I?
It's called a spade.
Yeah, it's called a spade.
And that was part of the big pack they would give the infantry in World War I. Am I not saying infantry right?
No, I don't. That like just doesn't sound like a real word to me.
The infantrymen who would dig trenches, you had a spade, that's your shovel. It's flatter than
a shovel. Take a shot every time Kevin says infantry.
We are commercial free, and I just have to ask AB a very serious question here. If you missed it, I was getting quizzed on all the tools that could be in a tool belt, bucket, bag, whatever you would put tools in, because I am not handy and I'm doing.
That tells you all we need to know,
right there.
And my father-in-law has been doing some repairs and, you know, some renovations on my house. Thank God for him that he knows how to hold the hammer, because I do not. And so as we were doing that, Kevin was explaining the shovel that they gave me, which clearly was from, when was it, Kevin?
It's a spade, and it was primarily used in World War I by the infantry.
And AB
and
just AB's started.
Apparently, and I was having a trouble, and I would admit, saying infantry wasn't coming out right.
No, I thought you said it just fine. And AB has been
saying it so fast.
Infantryman.
She's laughing hysterically again. AB, I have a real question to ask you. Did you take an edible today?
No!
AB has been high out of her mind, laughing hysterically at Kevin. She literally sent us in a group text pictures or videos of Harry Styles and Barack Obama making out.
They're dating.
That's
true. At 7 a.m.
She crushed this. I brought everyone McDonald's. AB, like, said, just crushed her McDonald's, slammed her orange juice. I think AB is high. I need to ask her.
I agree with
this. I think conspiracy theories are out there. I think AB took an edible. Are you high?
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
She was dying when Kevin, the whole segment, every time we did a tool, she would be like turning red. And I'm like, oh my God, I think AB is high.
Well, I don't know. Hannah said she thought I was saying infertility.
Yeah, see, I was not the only one being like, what the heck is Kevin saying?
I'm like,
saying?
Okay. But you wouldn't use a spade if you're infertile.
AB gave me a little bit of her edible, I guess, this morning. I don't know. But yeah, I couldn't keep it together during that segment either.
I was like, man, I gotta ask AB if she took an edible this morning. She has been.
This is just me, guys.
She has been laughing nonstop for 2 hours at like the silliest videos. All of a sudden, she'll, instead of like working, she'll look at Hannah and be like, yo, did you see this? It's hilarious. And Hannah will be like, yeah, I did. What?
I have gotten, I think it's three text messages this morning from AB of weird videos of Harry Styles and Barack Obama kissing.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm trying to work.
I know. So you're not high?
I'm not high.
Wow. Shocking. All right.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Oscar nominations are finally here. After a bit of a delay due to the wildfires, we finally have the list that we've been waiting for. So leading the way with the most nominations is Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. That makes the musical the most nominated non-English language film in Oscars history.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's huge and great, but a lot of people are kind of, you know, having the ick a little bit because something about Emilia Perez is Selena Gomez didn't get nominated for anything this year. Even with the 13 nominations for the musical Emilia Perez, Selena Gomez got nothing. So people think that she had probably the biggest snub of the year this year at the Oscars.
It's crazy, one, to see Selena Gomez be like the biggest name be snubbed. Like this is a,
right?
A music star, Disney star, is now one of the biggest actresses on the planet. And also considered one of the best. Were they, like her not being nominated would be snubbed. Obviously, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of these movies. It's crazy.
I never do because they're usually kind of weird.
But it looks awesome. It looks awesome on Netflix. Amazing. Yes.
Unique, weird, different.
Yeah.
And so, I think that's why super creative. Nominations.
Once I saw that Selena was snubbed, I instantly was like, okay, what about Ariana? Did she get snubbed too? But she did not. Ariana Grande did get a nomination. She is on the list for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Wicked. And talking about Wicked, that got the second most nominations with 10 nominations, and that's tied for The Brutalist. So it goes Emilia Perez with the most, then Wicked and The Brutalist each with 10.
I was going to bring that up. So like usually it's the thing that, you know, movies you've never seen before because they're really artsy, and they do like artsy movies. These are movies that people did see. I feel like there's a weird trend of making artsy movies that people do want to see. Barbie led the way and won the most before. Now Wicked being one of the top nominated.
I mean, it's more interesting for the viewers to watch because they've actually seen these movies.
Same with The Complete Unknown, basically dominated every acting category and is nominated for Best Picture, and that's the Timothée Chalamet movie. Everyone's nominated in that, and it's a movie everyone saw. It's like, wow, okay, cool.
I would much rather have it be that way so I actually know what's going on. The Oscars will be taking place March 2nd. Once again, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
We can actually find out if someone was sincere or not when they apologized to you. And if you've ever wanted to do this, you can just either text us at 314-531-9898 because it's actually really cool. I didn't know you could do this with AI. There are some cool things that AI can do because sometimes it like freaks us out. But one of the things you can do is you can actually put a scenario into AI, and then if you send me the apology, I'll put it in, and then you ask like very specific questions and it'll give you a sincerity rating and score. And it's so interesting to do this. And so I did get somebody who said, okay, I'm considering taking somebody back after they ghosted me. They apologize. Do you want to run it through that AI apology? Because we did this last week and I asked people to do it. And so we did that. And it's from Rachel. This is the situation. Somebody had ghosted her and then apologized and said, hey, you know, maybe we should give it a second try, basically. Here's the apology. Hey, Rachel, I know I disappeared and you deserve an explanation. I wasn't in a good place emotionally, and rather than explain that, I just pulled away. I know it wasn't fair to you, and I regret how I handled things. You didn't deserve to be left hanging. If I could go back, I'd handle it differently. I don't expect us to pick up where we left off, but I hope you know it wasn't about you. It was me trying to deal with my stuff the wrong way. I'm sorry. After their apology, she wants to know, was that sincere enough? Should she accept it and then kind of start talking to this guy again?
Damn.
What do you think of that apology, Hannah? And what do you think that AI is going to say?
I thought that apology was great. I don't even know what it would be missing. It you know, that person apologized to Rachel. It, you know, they shared, like, I don't want it to happen again. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I thought it sounded very real, too. It didn't sound... it didn't sound choppy. It didn't sound artificial. It sounded very sincere.
Like, he took the fault for it.
Yeah.
He was like, that was all me.
You don't know that AI could have such those deep feelings.
You know what was interesting? Gave it a 45% sincerity rating.
What?
Yep.
Why?
So let's discuss. They said red flags. It actually does not like what AB said there, saying it was all me. It says it minimizes the partner's feelings, only talks about the way they feel. I did everything wrong. I didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really address any of the things that left her and how she should have felt and what her opinions were. It just really is a selfish perspective, AI is saying. Avoids making direct amends. What are they going to do differently? How are they going to continue this? And then it said, is emotionally distant and even vague.
Disagree.
Disagree. Yeah, with
I wholeheartedly disagree. Can we hear it again?
Do you want to hear the whole apology again? All right, fine. And then you guys can weigh in on this too at 314-531-9898. If you've ever been ghosted, got an apology and accepted the person back, or you think Rachel should take them back. Said this person said, hey, Rachel, I know I disappeared and you deserve an explanation. Doesn't give the explanation. I just want to point that out. I wasn't in a good place emotionally. Rather than explain that, I just pulled away.
Very, very good. That mm-hmm. explains why they did what they did.
Because you just say
that one
just
sentence. Say,
just emotionally, you yeah. feel like it's a good enough explanation?
Okay. Yes.
I know it wasn't fair to you and I regret how I handled things. You didn't deserve to be left hanging. If I could go back, I'd handle it differently.
Very
doesn't
good.
Say what he would do differently. I don't expect us to pick up where we left off. Hope you know it wasn't about you. It was about me trying to deal with my stuff the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Take him back.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That yes. might have been yeah. one of the best apologies I've ever heard.
Do you agree? 314-531-9898. Should she take him back? Has anyone ever taken someone back that's ghosted them before? Does anyone in a situation who's ghosted someone deserve to be taken back?
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
I find this so interesting that you've ever been in a situation, and my wife does this all the time. She's like, Brett, you don't even know what you're saying sorry for. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, you're right. I have no idea what I am in trouble for, but I just say sorry. And you're kind of curious if this person was actually being sincere or not. And sometimes I'm being sincere, but I really don't know what I'm sorry for. I just know that I really am sorry that you're that pissed off. 314-531-9898. And so if you want to send in a text message us or just DM us and say, hey, I got an apology. Can you run it through it? There's a cool way to do this. And actually AI... you run it through like AI, and it'll give you a sincerity rating and a percentage. And I just ran someone getting ghosted. Rachel's like, hey, I'm thinking about taking this guy back. He pulled away, said, hey, I'm sorry for pulling away. Some of the lines, I won't read the whole apology. He said, I wasn't in a good place emotionally, so I pulled away. It wasn't fair to you. I didn't handle things the right way. Sorry that I did that to you. She's wondering, should I give this guy like another chance? Should we start talking again? See if it, you know, or just like, hey, you ghosted me, and I should just ignore him. Leave them on like read. 314-531-9898. If you feel like you've accepted somebody who's ghosted you, or you wanted to accept somebody after they ghosted you and have been in this situation. Courtney, you deal with this all the time. You work in AI? No Bluetooth yes. or speakerphone, Courtney, and keep your radio turned down.
Okay.
Yeah, so you work in AI?
I do. I work in the cybersecurity field wow. at Emerson. Mm-hmm.
So what is everyone? So the AI had given this apology a 45% sincerity. Everyone in the room disagreed with AI. They all said this is like one of the best apologies we've ever read. Are we being duped? Is AI correct or are us as humans correct?
I think that it's sincere. I think maybe it was inspired by something AI generated, but to me it seems sincere.
Mm.
So do you?
But I would. Sorry.
Would you take someone back?
Push back?
You would.
I would push back. Like I would ask like more questions to make sure that it's truly sincere. Mm. Because you just don't know these days. Like you have to ask more questions to really find the truth and to find what does he mean by he's sorry and his emotions are. That's it's his fault. Like, you know what I mean? You have to ask more.
I don't think that if you ghost someone, you should take somebody back.
I disagree.
Because my opinion on this is they didn't show you any respect. And that's what I think AI is saying in this apology. There's not a lot of respect for her. Like, that must have made you feel like this. This
didn't
must let you
say you used to treat your now wife like crap in high school?
Yeah, that was in high school.
So you, like, didn't. You
and
showed
I didn't
a
ghost.
Lack, but you showed a lack of respect for her in high school, and she stuck with you, and now you guys are great. So people can change.
I agree that
people... Damn!
Okay, solid points. Does feel like I was backed into a little bit of a corner. But I will say this. My wife stayed with me throughout that entire process. I think if someone leaves and then comes back, I feel like their intentions aren't pure. I don't think they're like, oh, they
well,
left to go work
is,
on themselves.
They're apologizing for it. They feel sorry and that they don't want to have it happen again. This person claimed that, you know, he was going through an emotional thing and rather of just dealing with it, he walked away. So he's sorry.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't take him back. I would not.
Okay, Courtney, you wouldn't take him back. You would just... say, hey, I will respectfully not be, like, you know, throw darts at your face anymore because since you ghosted me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, I just feel like if you can't say, hey, like, I'm not going to respond to you. I'm going to work on me. Like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. But this person ghosted, which means they were scared. They're cowardly about it. And they didn't show a
lack of respect. And now they're owning up.
Months later? We actually don't know, Courtney.
It doesn't matter. That apology was a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
I feel like this is how we get duped, ladies. This is how we get duped.
Find out if they really say sorry. Run it through AI apology.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to read off some headlines. And then, Hannah, you tell me what's trending, what's viral, what stories people want to hear. Like, why Gen Z thinks millennials are the new boomers.
Oh, boy. Why is that?
These are some of the reasons why millennials, you've become the new boomers. First one is they're obsessed with long-winded Netflix sessions. Like, y'all still watching the whole Netflix show?
Uh-huh.
They take selfies at oblivious and obvious angles.
You know what? They're trying their best.
They still rely on Facebook.
Yep.
Millennials still like Facebook. Hey. AB hasn't even been on Facebook in years.
I think that might be my favorite form of social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like in the wrong generation.
They overuse GIFs. Kevin.
That is so Kevin Coden.
Yeah.
They still crush on Harry Potter houses. Damn, I love Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. We literally just posted a video where I'm talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah, you and Dobby.
They overuse filters. They read physical books.
What? So does AB.
Yeah.
You read physical books?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You listen to physical books.
No. I do both.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. Post Malone has come out with limited edition Oreos that'll be hitting shelves soon.
I wonder what the flavor is.
They sound so ridiculous. They're going to come out February 3rd, guys. This is what they are. First ever Twisted Cream Center. Salted.
Yes.
Should I say it in a fancy way? Salted caramel. Mm. And shortbread flavors sandwiched between chocolate and golden Oreos.
Yes, that sounds delicious.
I know, they sound so ridiculous. All right, here's the headline. If you could be certain that your wife or girlfriend would never know that you slept with one of her friends, would you do it?
Keep it moving, this is awful.
How many men do you think said yes to this?
Oh.
They could secretly have an affair with their wife.
Literally 70%.
You think
70%? I'm scared to know, but I have to know.
Now you want to know? You guys think 70%?
I hope not. I would say 25%.
Kevin's 40? Right. Kevin knows us men. We're not as
Thank
bad
God.
As
yeah.
We're not as dogs.
Right.
We're not as dogs. Yeah, guys said they would not actually sleep with your friends, even if you would never find out. They don't want to sleep with your friends. So if you're over there going, are you checking out my friend Susan? We're not. We're just looking distantly and not paying attention.
You say guys are dogs. I think we just don't like our wives' friends.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
That took me out, man. Look, everyone's got doubters. Everyone's got haters. We felt it. We have doubters. We have haters. We have critics when we first launched the Brett Maga Show. There were a lot of people who had made comments that this show would never be successful. It wasn't set up for success. And then there's those doubters and haters in your own side, your own head. And those ones sometimes are the loudest. Mm. And so we had posted a video that addressed some of those doubters, some of the hate and some of those voices inside our own head, some of our own insecurities. And we want you to check it out. If you go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show, it is a hype video that reminds you and reminds us to keep going through the hate, through the critics, and keep motivating yourself. And so we do want you to go and like and share and comment on that because it means a lot to us. You mean a lot to us. When we first started the show, people had said that Hannah was too young, too inexperienced. Mm-hmm. They still say Hannah's too young, too inexperienced. AB was part of a different radio company or radio stations, and we had a wrangler over, and people are saying, you know, like she would never be part of the show on a full-time basis. And Kevin had seen so many been part of Y98, but been part of so many different versions of what morning radio looked like in St. Louis, that I felt like people were like, what is he still doing here?
Yeah.
Like, does he even still belong? Mm-hmm. So there's all of this questions, and people kept saying when we were building it, Brett, this is crazy. This is never going to work. The show is going to fail. And because of you and because of our hard work, you got to take ownership of your own hard work too. we finished in 2024. We got ratings back recently as the number one show in St. Louis.
Yes, and it's all because of you. And yeah. We thank you. We thank all of you for giving us the time that you do, not only when we're on the air, but also on our podcasts at Y98.com. We greatly appreciate your time. We greatly appreciate you listening as long as you do. And please continue to keep it up, because we love working together. We enjoy each other's company. We enjoy each other's time, but we also enjoy talking with you and sharing your stories as well.
It really is a group of friends that just likes hanging out together and chatting it up. And we say this all the time. No show in radio takes more callers, involves the listeners more. I say this on a regular basis, but if you're new to the show, never heard it before, you are part of the show. You can call in and give your opinion, give your stories, and that makes you part of what we do. So it's the Brett Maga Show, and that includes Hannah, AB, Kevin, and then all of you, everyone who's in their car, whether you text in, call in, or just yell at the radio at something ridiculous we said, or I said, you actually are part of it. And so because of that, we've had rating success. And then we put the show on in Kansas City and in Wichita, and they said, well, morning radio shows don't really go well in afternoon. It's never going to work. We got ratings back in Kansas City and Wichita. We're one of the highest rated shows in those cities as well. And again, it's all of you making this show so special.
Yeah, I mean, this entire journey has been such a whirlwind, and I think AB did an amazing job capturing those feelings and emotions in this video that we just posted on our Instagram at Brett Maga Show. And we really got to dig in deep of how we feel. Like, in the video, I talk about how I'd be lying if I said I didn't question myself every single day, and that's true. I remember all those people who came at me when I first started this job saying, who is this girl? Why would I listen to some 20-year-old girl on the radio? She has no idea what she's talking about. She's blonde. She's ditzy. I don't get her. And I remember those comments, and those really stuck with me. But the longer I've been here and the longer I've, you know, grown close to the listeners and all of our families and stuff, it really just shows, like, the power of this show and the connection of this show between us in this room, between us over the airwaves. Like, we truly do love each other and have something so special here. I'm very, very blessed to have this job.
We also filmed this video on the legit coldest day of the year.
Yes, right.
So if there's any reason to go see it and like it, at least that's a reason.
In several dangerous areas too, might I add.
Yeah. Well,
most dangerous video we've ever filmed.
Can we forget?
There's actually, I don't know if we've posted it as an Insta story, but we could probably repost it again. There's a video of AB like jumping radio, like railroad tracks to actually get footage for this. So it's an awesome video, but it's a video that is kind of like, we saw you haters, we saw you critics, and some of us saying like, you know, we did silence them, but we're not done yet. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep creating special things together. But also, it's a reminder to you. I know that every single person listening in their car has someone who is doubting them, has someone who is, their voice is so loud. And for some reason, 100 people or 99 out of 100 people can say a positive thing about you, but one person says one negative thing, and that voice is so much louder. We've all been there before. So you have that. Silence that voice. And if it's you telling yourself that, silence that voice. You got this. Kick off this weekend and kick some ass. That's what this video is all about. So go and spread some love on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you. We really do appreciate you here on The Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kev, your boy's going to be sharing the stage at Super Bowl halftime. I'll share with who at 8:35.
Kev finally got the invite from Kendrick.
Is it Drake?
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
A couple weeks away from the Super Bowl, and I might not know who's playing the actual game or what's going on, but I do know what's going on with the halftime show. So we've known for a while that Kevin's boy, Kendrick Lamar, was going to be the main star of the show, but Apple has been dropping these little like tease commercials with Kendrick Lamar hyping everything up. And yesterday they dropped one that Kendrick is going to be sharing the field with someone, a little performer. They dropped this video where he's standing there, he's getting ready, and he's on the phone with someone, like, talking, like, who should I have as a guest performer? And lo and behold, someone comes up behind him and dumps a thing of Gatorade on him.
What's up with it? Yeah, everything's smooth. I'm on the field right now. Yeah, you know, same old, keeping the body in motion, getting that wind up. You know, this field a lot bigger than what people think, so that's a must. Exactly. Now, I've been thinking about a guest performer.
So you can't tell, obviously, because it's a visual. But that guest performer is going to be SZA. And ooh, I think this is amazing. We've seen the two of them work together very well with one another for years. They have many hit songs together. And also, they're going to begin touring together in April. So I think it's perfect.
St. Louis connection. It's crazy right. to be awesome. In St. Louis.
Yep.
Back on the Super Bowl halftime performance stage. That's crazy. Good for Kendrick. Good for SZA. Kevin's still the only person excited. Even though SZA's cool, like, I don't know. I'm just not excited.
You're a hater. You're like Drake in this situation.
Yeah. Right. I like Kendrick Lamar. I'm just, I'm not that excited. Other than Kevin, I think he's the only one, man. Not
wrong.
Like,
SZA got me like 10 times more really? Excited See? For this whole thing.
Yeah, and that's probably just one of many collabs.
Maybe more commercials will come out.
Be looking for Kevin on the stage.
That's yeah, right. that's yeah, just that's what we're teasing here. Kevin's going to the Super Bowl. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Wow, you say.
What the beep do we say? It's been a week. A freezing cold week, too. So this is what we do every single Friday. We actually take a clip from the show, then we beep out a certain word, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. But this is actually something we said on the show.
So I decided a couple months ago to start this subscription called
What a Playboy. Everyone knows it was Playboy.
Stop it.
Is Playboy even around anymore? 314-531-9898. Do you know what Hannah started about a month ago? And it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
It will not stop.
At 849, we'll reveal what it is.
What you say?
What the beep did we say? On the Brad Manga Show. Something we do every single Friday. We beep out a certain part of the show, and then you see if you can guess what's behind the beep. This is what we played for you.
So I decided a couple months ago to start this subscription called
I know what it is, guys. I remember. Western Magazine.
No.
You just locked in on cowboy boots and everything yes. like that. I've never seen anyone more Western than Hannah.
That's right.
Yeah. I am very Western, but I'm even more of a Factor girl because that's the subscription that I have. So I decided a couple months ago to start this subscription called Factor.
And she's never stopped. No. She's just piled up. It's like, how many you got in your freezer?
I mean, at least 20.
All right.
At least 20 meals, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you ever have a subscription you just forget to cancel? Hannah's right there with you.
What you say?
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, let's have some fun for Fun Fact Friday. What we do for Fun Fact Friday is like a fact battle. We each give a fact, and then we judge which fact is more interesting and more mind-blowing. It is the current fact champion, Kevin.
Hey!
Somehow beat me with this stupid pineapple fact.
Yeah. Great fact.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, the reason I call it a stupid pineapple fact is my dad literally is like, you should use this pineapple fact for Fun Fact Friday. I was like, yeah, thanks a lot, Pops. And then Kevin used it and then swept me with it. So screw that pineapple fact. versus the contender, Alex, he will give a fact. So who wants to go first? Fact gentlemen?
Well, I'm on this fruit train, so I'm going to go first.
Fruity Kev. How
about a fruit train?
That's right, because I like to think that Fun Fact Friday is my jam. Mm. And speaking of jam, did you know that jam is made of fruit while jelly is made from juice?
Oh.
Oh.
And then preserves have chunks of fruit, and marmalades have peel and pulp.
I don't care. I hate fruit facts. So I vote for Alex. I know he hasn't even given his fact.
Thank you, Brent.
You're just petty about last week.
I do appreciate it.
I'm intrigued with the fruit train.
I'm on the fruit train, baby.
Well, Kevin handled the fruit train. I'm going to take it the animal train here.
Okay.
Did you guys know that male cheetahs have a special bark that literally causes female cheetahs to ovulate on demand?
Damn.
Whoa.
What a badass.
Isn't that something?
That is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually pet a cheetah before, too, guys. Not to brag or anything. That's a fact as well.
Okay.
You don't believe me, don't you, Hannah? Wow, thanks.
Do you have
lot.
That bark?
Yeah, no, I do not. I actually have the opposite. When I speak, they like the opposite happens.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Alex has got it for me. I'm
all
ovulating.
Right. I'm all aboard the fruit train. Yeah. Kev, I love that. Keep them coming.
Okay, I actually
I don't even like jam either.
I actually liked both the facts, but I think I got to go with Alex, actually.
Whoa!
I know. I'm going with the animal fact.
I'm telling you.
Whoa! Those animals, they get her.
Careful. Careful. Hey, don't listen too closely for the bark.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Feel like it's been a freezing cold week, and it feels like that January like lull that you're in, like post holidays and January and February, went into full effect this week.
Yeah,
that's why we do the best thing someone said to you this week. We let Kevin play you the big harp. Sounds beautiful. And then we just look back at the week and we go, what's one good thing that someone happened? We use that momentum into the weekend and we do the best thing someone said to you this week. If you want to share your wins with us, 314-531-9898. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So it kind of involves all of us, actually. This week we all did like a team bonding thing at work. And the best thing that someone said to me was while we were there, just like the collective laughs that we all shared together outside of work. It was one of those things where I kind of had anxiety going into it because it was in the middle of the day. It was post show. It was literally the coldest day of the year. It was, you know, I wasn't necessarily looking all that much forward to it. But then we ended up going there and laughing and playing games together. And it ended up being so much fun.
Oh, Hannah, sounded like a Hallmark movie. The laughter that echoed through the hallways of the game show battle room. Or laughs I'll never forget.
All the points we won.
Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
You know, I'm going to just jump on that same bandwagon primarily.
The laughter got you too, huh?
No, not just the laughter. The best thing someone said to me was, hey, your team, Team Red, won
the
game show battle round.
Kevin was the only one on the show that was on Team Red, and he got a mini trophy. Congratulations, bro.
The rest of us got a ribbon that said, I tried.
Yeah. AB loved it.
Yeah.
Alex.
That's funny. Well, I mean, I was going to go something else, but you guys both, I guess, complimented me in a way because I organized the
air,
so that was
You're
nice.
Not wrong.
But earlier this week, I was in a meeting. And a friend of mine, sales team, Judith was sitting behind me in a sales meeting. And at the end of the meeting, she comes up to me. She goes, hey, I just had to tell you that when you are 40 years old, you just got to really know your salt and pepper hair. You are going to be smoking hot.
Future Alex is going to be a hottie.
And when Judith told me that, I was like, all right, let's go.
There you
go.
Someone just, even if someone just tells you you're having a good hair day, it feels good. But Judith told you you're having a good hair day like years from now.
Right. That's
years
a compliment.
She's like, exactly.
You'll take with you for the next
compliment.
Decade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
AB?
I think for me, so I went with some friends to see Six the Musical at the Fox, and my friend Molly sent in our like little girls group chat this morning a link to Mean Girls the Musical that's coming to the Fox in a couple months, and she was like, so are we going? And so now all of my friends are like hopping on the musical train.
Oh, God. AB's just excited that her friends are on music.
And I'll compliment AB here because, you know, she had talked about Six. I didn't really, you know that much about it, and my goodness. Overwhelmed with just pure excitement and entertainment when I saw it because it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I've never seen Alex so happy.
So happy.
Hype is real.
Hype is real. For me, I posted something on social media that said like I have the to-do list like that is like literally a mile long. And it really is. I feel like we're doing a bunch of home repairs. Everyone always has a million things going on and juggling a lot. But my daughter like fell asleep on me and she was like cuddled up to the side and I was just going to move her and let her just, you know, fall asleep and I was going to get some stuff done. And I just sat there for a second and I said, screw it. I'm just going to lay with her and cuddle with her. And that moment could have been the best thing someone said to me. But AB's like bestie of all time, Elizabeth, reached out to me and just said, hey, this makes me really happy. Your kids will appreciate this and these type of moments. You're a great dad.
Wow.
Yeah, and the fact that she reached out to me, like this is AB's best friend, reaching out to me and just saying that and just saying soak up those moments with your kid meant the world to me. So your best friend, Elizabeth, was the best thing someone said to me, AB.
Wow.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.